Tyler, you're one of our tour guides, but you're also in the family business, a lot of cranberries.
Oh, yes. Quite a bit of cranberries. This is my family business. I'll be the second generation of cranberry growers for my family. Otherwise, my family also has been dairy farmers and kind of converted into cranberry growers.
Are they still doing both?
Unfortunately, not dairy, but definitely with cranberries. We are now up to 2,000 acres of just cranberry beds. So we're always an expanding family company.
And that expansion is not just here in the Pittsfield area. There are bogs all over the state.
Yep. We have bogs all the way up in the northern parts of Hayward and all down by Wisconsin Rapids, too. So we own bogs all over the state for the most part.
And if I understand right, you're second generation. Your uncle and your dad got it started.
Yep. My uncle and my father actually were dairy farmers and hog farmers. And then my dad was a truck driver, and they started hauling cranberries, and they decided, might as well, let's plant some. So they ended up planting cranberries and started the whole business.
Just from what I've seen in the last 20 years, the new buildings out on 73, that's a lot of freezer space. What is happening here at Pittsfield sites?
So here in Pittsfield is where we're from and where we started our company, and we've been expanding freezers about every 2 or 3 years. We keep expanding because last year we were running short on freezer space. So my Uncle Butch Gardner wanted to add another freezer. So we've been just kind of adding freezer space and also expanding our own company and selling more fruit ourselves and also purchasing more fruit.
Now that expanded freezer space isn't all cranberries, is it?
Nope. We also store cranberry juice concentrate. We also store cheese. But for the most part, a lot of it's Wisconsin's fresh fruit.
The one thing that I was going to ask you about that you mentioned in the tour with the cranberry juice concentrate, explain the brick. How does that work?
So with the brick and the cranberry juice concentrate, the higher the brick, the more concentrated it is. So the more cranberries you use for the most part, less brick is less concentrated. So that's the more cranberries you use for the higher brick, less for the lower brick. And it all depends on the customer. We make our own concentrate and we sell to customers. We just only make the concentrate, not the juice.
So what is the brick itself?
So the brick is just judging how much cranberries or how concentrated the cranberry juice is for the most part. And that's how you base it when you're selling to different customers. So every customer you sell to is going to have a different standard for their brick.
You also take care of those famous little craisins around here too, don't you?
Oh, yes. Craisins are also called sweetened dried cranberries. We actually have our own sweetened dried cranberry plant. So we process all our own cranberries. We grow them ourselves, and then we process them ourselves and also put them in little baggies. And we have them 4 different flavors now. We have original, jalapeno, cinnamon, and cherry flavored. And so most of them are sold locally right here in central Wisconsin.
You're already hands-on with a lot of the business stuff in the cranberry business. Also taking the cranberry science class as a senior. I bet that was the easiest class you ever took because you already know the game.
For the most part, the cranberry science class, I guess, I knew a fair amount of stuff going into it. So it was kind of helped out quite a bit, and I can always help out the teacher too. So it works out good. I can teach my fellow classmates couple things about cranberries. So I can also be the student and the teacher.
So how was it working with the fourth graders on the tours?
Fourth graders can be a little rambunctious, and same with some eighth graders that take the tour too. But all in all, it works out pretty good. And you give good educational points to the younger kids in the school.
You're already in the cranberry business. Have you seen where the cranberry science class has maybe opened the door to other students in your class to say, you know, maybe I should look at an ag career?
I would say so. Really, since the cranberry industry here in Pittsfield is very large, so it kind of opens the door for other students in my class to pursue a career in the cranberry industry. Just because it's so close, you could stay close to family and stay where your hometown is. So.
Now, like most young people growing up in an ag business, you've got school by day, football practice, and then you're driving truck tonight.
Yep. So I recently just got my CDL, so I'm a senior now at Pittsfield High School, and so I go to school by day, go to football practice, and then after that, I'm working either hauling cranberries or on the cranberry harvest crew picking up the berries. So always working in the family business.
So then when you finish with high school, you have some plans to advance in the family business.
Correct. After high school, I plan on attending Mid-State Technical College over in Wisconsin Rapids, and I can balance out work and going to school. And then I'll probably be pursuing in a business management field. That's my long-term goal. So hopefully that works out in my favor, and then I'll be working back in the family business.
There's one question I forgot to ask you about. You mentioned on the tour, the freezer section back here at the plant where we were at. $35,000 a month to keep that thing cold. Really?
Yes. Especially during harvest when you're running them full bore every day and trying to drop temperature down to negative 10, I'm sure that bill maybe even has gone up. So it costs a lot of money to keep them freezers going, but you have to.
Hopefully it lightens up a bit in January.
Hopefully in the cold months.